Well, I am becoming my dad.
It happens. You look in the mirror one day and you're thinking, is that my dad staring back at me?
Yeah.
How did he get in there?
And it happened much earlier than I thought. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it comes to paying the bills around the house and you see lights turned on. And I remember my dad's like, who left the lights on?
Right.
Who left this door open while you're raised in a barn?
I do it, too. I walk around the house flipping off lights and yelling. And yeah. I'm like, I'm become my dad.
Yeah.
But you're like, you look at it, you're like, that's just sitting there burning for no reason.
Well, you know what? I did some research on this, and it's not burning as much money away as I thought.
Well, there's a reason for that at my house. I replaced every light that they leave on with those LED bulbs.
Okay.
So try to save money.
Well, they did some research based on a national average cost of about... say 10 cents per kilowatt.
Okay.
And here's what it costs to leave things on for 8 hours.
Okay.
You're going to be surprised. A 75 watt incandescent bulb.
Okay.
5 cents.
Yeah, but multiply that times like 30 of them.
Well, I mean, you don't
That's
leave
like
all the lights
on. That's like 60 cents or $6, I mean.
But where are the lights usually left on? In your kid's room where they don't turn it off?
My kid's bathroom has 4 bulbs over the sink.
Okay.
So that right there is 20 cents an hour.
For 8 hours.
It's for 8 hours. 20 yeah. cents a day.
Yeah.
This is starting to sound a little less important. And then 20 cents a day. This adds up. Hold on. 20 cents a day on my son's side. Because they each have their own little sink.
So 40
thing.
Cents.
So that's 40 cents. They leave their closet lights on and their bedroom lights. The bedrooms have 3 bulbs each because they're ceiling fans. So that's another, let's just call it $2 a day.
Okay.
That's $60 a month.
Okay.
I'm going to go around screaming.
There you go. I think it's we have a right to.
You need to save more money if you just take the bulbs out.
Well, I put the LEDs in, so I'm not really doing anything like 75 watts.
That's what you do. You just... don't have any light bulbs in your kids' room.
Yeah, right.
It's just the ones they leave on.
Uh-huh. Well, they just need one for the bathroom.
Well, it would look
instead
dumb.
Instead of four. Well, that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, you have one bulb and three that aren't lit up.
We have one bathroom with 5 people in the family.
Yeah.
Close up the bathroom. You'd save a lot of money on water, man, power.
I remember getting dressed around my brother and mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the bathroom.
That would mean we shouldn't have bought this house to begin with. That would have been dumb.
Well, let's say you leave your computer on for 8 hours.
Okay, I believe that uses a lot of power.
Well, they're saying, like, with a 17-inch screen,
okay,
it's going to be about 10 cents for 8 hours.
I find that one suspicious. What if I accidentally left it on Fortnite and it's really using the sound or video card? I think it's more than that, then.
But what if it's just sitting there? Because it shuts itself off. That's why they're...
Oh, mine are set not to do that.
Oh, okay. How about, let's say, your 32-inch television screen?
Okay.
It's going to cost you about 8 to 10 cents
you
for 8 hours.
Only Cato has a 32-inch screen.
It's 27-inch.
Everyone else has, like, 86-inch screens.
Okay, let's just double that for everybody else.
Okay.
That's the size of a smartwatch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty much
the one I will carry around in my pocket.
And it's got that big back on it.
There
oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cato's maybe using more power than we think.
Yeah.
I'm the lowest in my entire community.
No, you might not. Oh, well. I say those CRT ones are real expensive, I think.
Well, and I can't make fun of him because in certain areas I hold on to things a long time, too.
I'm not holding on to it for memories or anything.
Well,
it's just
like my car. I'm like, upgraded my car. Or my phone's like a Samsung One. I'm like,
got the Galaxy
See,
S1.
You can't pick on me.
Yeah, I call myself out. That's just wrong, man.
I do, too.
So, anyway, go ahead and turn on some lights today and celebrate.
I am. Yeah.
I can't get over it.
I'm going to strive to be the person in my neighborhood that uses the most power in a month.
Now, do you get to see something? Because I don't see anyone else's power when I get mine.
No, I get the letter from Duke that says you're the most efficient in your area based on... what efficient means and what the normal is. My line is way down here.
It's like a report card.
They send that to everybody just to make you feel better.
Yeah, it does.
No, they okay, but mine doesn't say the most efficient in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, mine's... Yeah, I'm one of the most efficient.
See, so they don't lie.
But what makes me mad is this, but here's where you can do better. I'm like, I am already the most efficient.
Right.
It's like I'm making an A right now.
You mess with me, I'm going to turn my bathroom light on next time I go.
They're laughing at you because they're like, that's like 5 cents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.